Last October, ExxonMobil began a massive project to extract 1 billion barrels of oil from beneath the impoverished Central African nation of Chad. The World Bank is helping to ensure that proceeds will flow to Chad's people, not its corrupt government, and that certain environmental considerations are met. Commentator Paul Rayburn, who recently returned from Chad, says the project, if it succeeds, could be a model for doing business throughout the developing world.
Chad is a large, windscrubbed rectangle of land stretching from the Sahara Desert southward to Africa's central forests. The people of southern Chad live a 19th century pre-industrial life. There are few cars, telephones, or electric lights. Yet a mile below the surface lies a vast pool of oil worth $25 billion. It is Chad's best hope of rising from the gloom of poverty. Enter ExxonMobil. The company is building a 650-mile-long pipeline that will carry Chad's oil across neighboring Cameroon to the sea. Environmentalists and human rights groups have criticized the project as yet another example of the evils of globalization, a big corporation enriching itself at the expense of a poor, developing country. But this project is different. ExxonMobil needed the World Bank's help to deal with the complex politics of Chad and Cameroon. In return, the bank insisted that the oil project adhere to tough environmental standards and that the money be distributed fairly. It is an ambitious attempt to show that big oil can make money while improving the lives of the local people where it does business. It's the way global development ought to work. And if this project is successful, it could help quiet the critics of globalization. Chad, however, failed the first test. It secretly used part of an initial bonus payment not to help its people, but to buy weapons and fatten the military in violation of its agreements. World Bank officials reacted harshly. They delayed a payment to help Chad reduce its foreign debt, and they warned that the country would face serious consequences if it did not change its ways. The surprise was that Chad's leaders responded. They set up a new monitoring committee to oversee the funds and agreed to submit all future expenditures to Parliament for debate and approval. It was a stunning turnaround. The future is still uncertain, but it now seems more likely that Chad's leaders will honor their commitments and that the oil money will flow to the people who need it. Success still depends on World Bank vigilance. And it depends on continued pressure on the bank and Exxon from globalization's critics. Chad's new wells are set to begin operation in 2003. That's when we will know whether its people will benefit and whether it is possible for multinational corporations and developing nations to change the way they do business.
The comments of Paul Rayburn, a senior writer at Businessweek.